This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Mackinac Policy Conference is in full swing on Mackinac Island. Some 1,600 lawmakers, business folks, philanthropists together for the Detroit Regional Chamber's annual gathering. And, of course, also there in the thick of things are It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta. Hi, you two.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
So what is the big news up there on the island?
Well, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan made news when he dropped on this group of business people that he will not run for governor in 2018. He hasn't exactly fed that speculation, but nevertheless, the speculation has been out there that he might be and would be a leading contender for the nomination in 2018 when it will be when the governor's office will be open. We're expecting a spirited Republican primary and a spirited Democratic primary, and Mayor Duggan is certainly one of the state's leading Democrats. And what he did when he dropped this was he sent a signal that there's too much on the mayor's plate right now that would be robbed of the attention it needs with even the speculation out there that he might be a candidate for governor. He's got to deal with the whole complicated situation of the Detroit water system. And just like, he did earlier with the grand bargain that wrapped up the Detroit bankruptcy, now he's got a selling job with the bailout of the Detroit public schools.
Last year, so much of the focus was on the Detroit bankruptcy, the grand bargain. How about this year? What's the feel? What's the focus?
Well, as Rick just said, exactly this, that now we are looking at the Detroit public schools. There's also an eye, of course, on what else, Cindy? Road funding, because it wouldn't be a Mackinac Island, of course, an island with no cars, unless we were talking about road funding.
That's very true. And in fact, the business people up here that, we've got this idea that, business people are typically, anti-tax, anti-spending. And actually, the mission of a lot of these business leaders up here this year is to get Republicans in the legislature to tax and to spend money on the Detroit public schools, to spend money on road funding, and, if necessary, raise taxes to do it.
Right. This is a Republican governor. We sometimes maybe have to remind folks here up on the island.
I think sometimes some Republicans in the legislature feel like they have to remind him.
The two of you sat down and you spoke with Governor Snyder this morning. Tell us, what did he have to say?
We talked to him, of course, about road funding. He is, still on this continued mission that is something he wants to get done.
But interestingly, he said that he is trying right now to stay out of the middle of it. He says that his preferences are out there, user fees, switching to a wholesale fuel tax that's linked to inflation. But he says now it's the time for them to kind of talk amongst themselves and, tweak the tweaks that they've got to tweak and, come up with a plan that hopefully will ultimately arrive at $1 billion-plus road funding proposal.
And we also, as Rick was saying, talked to him about this idea of the Detroit public schools creating two different entities. And, as you, Cindy, talked to Jeff Williams, the head of public sector consultants, of course, Michigan Radio and PSC, we released a polling yesterday. It shows that while voters believe that the state should and is morally obliged to help students at DPS, that they don't necessarily feel that it should be a financial obligation. So, I asked the governor, how do you sell this plan that's going to cost the state millions and millions of dollars?
Well, this is where, again, the grand bargain is a great illustration of where we prove that you can have Michiganders come together to solve a problem that was unique to one geography, one area, the city of Detroit in that case. But have people also understand what happens in the city impacts every other corner of our state. So it is, again, that concept of understand we're together like a family.
Interesting, interesting. And Zoe, you sat down with Lon Johnson, chair of the Democratic Party in Michigan as well, right?
I did, Cindy. And, I started by asking him what he sees happening here at a conference, again, that tends to be skewed towards business.
There's a lot of energy here, and it's terrific to hear people talking about, how are we going to work to create a state where we can stay and succeed.
Although, of course, there is this sort of idea, right, a lot of words like the Michigan elite, the movers and shakers. And for the head of the Democratic Party in Michigan, some would say this is a Republican affair, leans more business types. But you seem to fit in here very well.
Well, you know, this is, again, there's a common agenda here, and whether you're a Democrat or Republican, it's how do we create the state where we can stay and succeed? Where we differ is how we get that done. You know, Democrats believe to create that state where people can stay and succeed, we need to invest in people. You know, we're losing way too many of our children and our grandchildren to Chicago and to Atlanta and to San Francisco and New York. We need to show the people of Michigan precisely, in bold and in detailed policies, how we will create that state where we can stay and succeed.
You're talking about some Democratic ideas right now in Lansing in the state legislature. There are some big, I would say, conservative issues going on, issues that maybe even a somewhat moderate, like Governor Snyder, doesn't necessarily want to deal with. I'm thinking prevailing wage. I'm thinking there's some truancy bills right now having to do with welfare. What is your sense right now about what's happening in, of course, the Republican-controlled state house, the Republican-controlled Senate, and, of course, the governor's residence?
Well, like, I think it's moved beyond, you know, the Republican Party has moved beyond just a philosophy of limited government, and they've elected these Tea Party activists that have run our government amok. These are folks that, you know, see no role of government in investing and creating a state where we can stay and succeed, and are pursuing their, you know, their pet, you know, pet projects, their pet conservative, not even conservative, Tea Party agenda of just absolutely obstructing and putting their agenda, their ideological agenda first before the people of Michigan. And that's where we have a real difference. You know, we at the Democratic Party believe we need to invest in and protect our greatest assets, our people, our land, and our Great Lakes. Now, we need to show, though, people precisely what we mean by that, with ideas like, for every year you stay in Michigan, an eighth of your college loan gets paid off. Creating a water institute so that we can, you know, we've got a terrific competitive advantage here above every other, you know, over every other state or even, frankly, every other country. And that is 21% of the world's fresh water is right here. We need to be the world's thought leader on the use and protection of fresh water. Ideas like passenger rail service everywhere. Ideas like high-speed internet everywhere. We need to make these investments so that we can stop losing our children and our grandchildren to cities like Chicago and Atlanta and San Francisco. We can compete, but we must invest and get ready for the future.
So the follow-up then, of course, is these are your ideas. How do you get them to the electorate? You know very well 2014, not a great year for Democrats. How do you translate these big ideas that you have to making sure that voters then do what you want them to do?
Well, in part, I think we lost in 2014 because we did not do that. You know, we have to show the electorate what we mean. You know, this, we've got to get away from this poll-driven, nebulous language that voters are not identifying with. These 30-second ads, these, you know, are not working. They respond when you show them in bold, you know, bold ideas, but with directly and detailed spelled out how we will get them done. You know, we're staring right now at a bridge that Soapy Williams built. You know, he went out there, and from the moment he talked about the idea to the moment they broke ground to the moment it was completed, after that, voters knew precisely the value of that bridge. They knew that it could be done, and they decided Soapy was the person to get that done. And he went out and he did it. From that moment on, he carried the North. He didn't have to go and run television commercials and say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. UP, do you remember what I did for you? And it's then when you show the voters precisely how you are going to get something done, they will respond to that. If you don't, they won't turn out and you will not win.
So we are, of course, on Mackinac Island where there are no cars allowed. But down south, throughout the state, one of the big issues, of course, road funding. And I guess one of the questions now that proposal number one went down, what do you think as head of the Democratic Party in Michigan, do you think Democrats should ask for in return for a roads agenda?
Well, we got to get away from that talk of, you know, part of why this thing failed was that, you know, this was seen as just some cooked up deal out of Lansing. They rejected that. A second thing they rejected was having taxes raised on working and middle class families, while at the same time corporations were not being off, you know, not offering to pay for any of this. They're done with that behavior. What we need to do is to come together in a bipartisan fashion and get things done in Lansing and in Washington, you know, specifically with the road proposal. Look, this governor is going to need Democratic votes to get this deal, to get road funding done. And if he wants our votes, he's going to have to accept our ideas. And, you know, there's plenty of compromise to be had here. You know, in fact, even the chamber today, you know, a Republican-leaning organization, has laid out some common sense proposals. You know, it's time for Democrats and Republicans to come together and get it done. You know, this governor spent 6 months going around saying there is no plan B. Well, he was wrong. Plan B is get it done or you're fired.
So this wouldn't be a political interview, of course, without talking about 2016. Man, Michigan. So many Republican presidential candidates, likely presidential candidates here. Haven't seen many Democrats.
Well, first off, they're still in their primary season. Look, Michigan has gone for a Democratic president 6 of the last 6 elections. And we're hoping to make it a 7th. We like our odds. But, you know, we've won these elections because we had the better ideas and we've worked to turn that vote out. You know, we have to go out there and we have to work, again, to show the people of Michigan that we have a better vision. Our candidate has a better vision to creating a Michigan and an America that works for everyone. And we're confident that our nominee will do that. You know, we also have additional priorities in Michigan here. We've got State House. We have 14 open seats where there'll be no incumbent in a presidential election year turnout environment where we just need 9 seats to win. So that is something that we'll be focused on very heavily, as well as the 7th Congressional District and the 1st Congressional District.
Will you plan at some point on endorsing Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination?
Well, as chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, I have to remain neutral. You know, there'll be a number of entrants into this race, but we look forward to working with the eventual nominee.
And Cindy, I should note that Johnson says he also thinks it is safe to presume that Hillary Clinton will come and visit Michigan sometime before the end of the year.
Okay. In the minute or so we've got left, what are you going to each be watching for before the end of this conference?
You know, I don't think we are going to see, you know, anything big and compelling coming directly out of this conference that, you know, people are going to go back to Lansing and basically, you know, continue discussing the same things that they were. People are going to, you know, head back to Lansing, back to Metro Detroit, and continue discussing the same things that we were discussing up here. We'll just see if we have, you know, any resolution on these 30 issues before the end of the summer.
That, absolutely, Rick. I also think there's just this overall sense and feeling of everyone sort of saying, okay, we got past the hurdle of the past year, right? That we had the Detroit bankruptcy, we got through 2014 elections, but there's almost this sort of cautiousness. Be careful. We got this far. Don't screw it up. It seems like that's what some of the panelists are saying is, hey, we got, you know, maybe not lucky is the right word, but something really kind of magical happened in this grand bargain. And we're on the path. We're on the road. No pun intended, because we're talking road funding, that we're on the right path. Don't screw it up.
By doing nothing. Get
exactly.
Something done.
Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, the hosts of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. As always, thanks so much, you two.
Thanks, Cindy.
Oh, you bet, Cindy. Always a pleasure.